This is the week of the British Open, the third major golf tournament on the professional tour. And I remember when I was writing this sermon, one of my favorite golf stories. Back in 1981, the fourth major, it's called the PGA, was being held. And on Sunday final round, the leader was a man named Larry Nelson. Larry was a good player, but he had never won a major before. He wasn't a real famous player. He'd never been in that place of leading a major golf tournament. Because he was in the final round as the leader, he got to tee off at 1:30. That gave him a chance that morning to go to church. Larry Nelson is a very committed Christian. But he admitted, my body was at church, but not my mind. I'd never been in this position before, leading a major golf tournament. I don't know what the preacher said. I don't remember what prayers were prayed. I don't remember any of the songs, except the last one. They closed the service with the old rugged cross. And when they got to the chorus, "Till my trophies at last I lay down," God hit Larry between the eyes. And Larry realized, what does it matter what golf tournament I win if I lose Jesus? That someday, when I stand before God, it won't matter how many trophies I have at home. It will matter that I chose Jesus. Well, Larry Nelson won the PGA that day. He went on to win two more majors, including the U.S. Open. And he's got a trophy case at home with a lot of golf trophies from a marvelous career. But in that trophy case, he also has a little frame. And in that frame are the words to the old rugged cross to remind him that some trophies are tangible, but some are real. And this week, it's not a question of whether or not you will chase treasure. It's a question of what treasure you will choose to chase. I hope you choose well.